Talk some Big Ten football.
I tried to throw that under the radar.
Yeah, I am. It's getting really close. And, of course, big news with Braxton Miller, the quarterback, Ohio State, and the guy that's covering the Big Ten for the Big Ten Network, BTN.com, our good friend Sean Merriman. Sean, how big a story is this? Does this change the landscape of the favorites in the Big Ten?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's a pretty loaded question, and one that I think really has two sides to it, because when you look at it, this is the Big Ten's preseason MVP. This is a guy that's been the Offensive Player of the Year 2 years in a row. So as a whole, you say, it hurts the Big Ten. It's taking away a guy that, if you were to pick someone that would have potentially been the Heisman hopeful from the Big Ten, that's probably the guy. So I guess the two sides to it is, for opposing teams, you look at it, well, if you have Ohio State on your schedule, that game just got a lot better looking, because obviously without Braxton Miller, that could be a potential win.
Minnesota gets to host Ohio State this year.
Yeah, right. For the other side of that story now is that some of those top-end Big Ten teams that are expecting, big things and maybe have a chance or have, hopes of making that college football playoff, you can make the argument that it almost hurts them as well, because it could potentially take away that marquee win from their schedule. Now, that's something that also has arguments. Is Ohio State, without Braxton Miller, still considered a marquee win? And I think that there's two sides to that. This is still a loaded program that has a ton of talent, but are the voters, is the panel now going to look at that and say, well, there's a difference between Ohio State with Braxton Miller and Ohio State without Braxton Miller. Hmm. And that could potentially hurt, some of like a Michigan State or a Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, some of those top-tier teams that have hopes of maybe making the college football playoffs. So it's a loaded question. It's an interesting scenario. As a whole, obviously, we don't like to see a player get injured, certainly one that had such high hopes. But, there's two sides to it, really.
So if we're talking about Braxton Miller being the guy for Ohio State, and if he's not in there, Ohio State may or may not be that signature win. How about in any of the other programs in the conference? Are there other teams in the conference that if they lost one player like a Wisconsin or a Michigan State or Michigan, that all of a sudden as well would hold less water maybe with people making decisions?
Well, that's a good question, too. I mean, I think that when you're talking about a player that's truly, you look at MVP, most valuable player, a player that's truly the most valuable to his team, I think that Braxton Miller kind of was hands down the most valuable to his team, the most irreplaceable player of any player in the Big Ten. You look at some of the other top name players like Melvin Gordon or Amir Abdullah, those guys are, those are big-time players as well, but there's backups at those positions. Christian Hackenberg's another one I think that you could come to mind, that would come to mind. When I look at Penn State, if they were to lose a guy of that caliber, I think that would really hurt them, especially with the limited depth they have because of scholarship limitations. But, most valuable to their team, I think that it's fair to say that Braxton Miller was by far the most valuable to Ohio State, more so than any other player in the conference.
I know Ohio State also had a big insurance policy on Braxton Miller, but you know what? I don't see him coming back next year. I can't believe he's going to wait 2 years to get in the NFL. I got to think this cat is going to
he's gone?
Go in the draft next year. I don't see him coming back.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting because when you read into his statement, he says he's planning on coming back next year. He's one of the guys I talked to at Media Day, and one of the things I wrote a column on him kind of pointing out, here's a guy that was a Big Ten Player of the Year last year. He had a chance to go in the NFL. Why did he come back? And he said that the number one reason is just because of his shoulder. He knew he wasn't ready. So here he faces the same dilemma, maybe even to a, bigger degree this year. This is the second time he's hurt the shoulder. So it'll be interesting to see, I agree with you. Sitting out a full season and coming back as a graduate student, that's, it sounds good, but, it's tougher to do than it sounds, I think. So we'll see.
He's Sean Merriman, BTN.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. We look at teams after spring ball, and we get a pretty good idea maybe of what our expectations might be, and then we get into fall camp, and You know, depth charts may change and injuries might pop up. Is there one team, good or bad, that between spring ball and now has really changed your perception of them?
I think that you have to look at Northwestern when it comes to that, and I've changed my perception on them. You know, it's unfortunate because of transfers and injury. Fenrick Mark, their top tailback and one of the best tailbacks in the country 2 years ago, and an outstanding return man, announces he's going to transfer. Christian Jones, the team's leading receiver, gets lost to the year with an injury. So those are two guys in an offense that's pretty talented but doesn't have a ton of depth. So I think that that's really going to hurt them. And, you know, with those guys coming back, they were a team that I viewed as a potential surprise team to compete for a Big Ten title. And that's really going to hurt their chances with that. And then on the other side, I'll point out Iowa. Iowa's a team where during spring ball, when you looked at the divisions, and this is the first year, of course, with the East and West, and kind of broke it down, initially I thought that when you looked at the Big Ten West, it was kind of Wisconsin and Nebraska, and then Iowa was kind of third tier after that. Now I look at Iowa, I've heard great things from their practice. Our BPN tour was just there. They spoke incredibly high of them. And then you look at their schedule, they have the most favorable schedule, I believe, in the conference. So you combine those things, and I think that Iowa is, you know, in the mix for the Big Ten West, maybe even the favorite in that division, given a few things. So I think that that's a team that, as I've heard more things, as I take a look, you know, in close-depth look at their schedule, that they're a team that I've really changed my attitude on for the better.
That's what, last game of the regular season, I think, does Iowa host Nebraska? Or is it the other way around?
Iowa hosts Nebraska.
Yeah, yep. That could be a very interesting matchup, last game of the regular season. How about Minnesota? What are their expectations with Jerry Kill? Fourth year now for Jerry?
Yeah, fourth year with Jerry Kill, and he's improved every year he's been there. Last year got to the 8 wins, you know, made a bowl game, really impressive start to the season, kind of finished on a slow note, but pretty solid throughout the year. So if he wants to improve on that 8-5 record, I think it's certainly possible. When you talk about the last game there for Iowa, here's the last week for Minnesota. They play last month, home against Iowa, home against Ohio State, at Nebraska, at Wisconsin.
Oh, so that's, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
How is that Peach Bowl going to sit there in Minnesota? Oh, there isn't a Peach Bowl anymore. Never mind.
So that's a pretty tough, challenging, you know, closing act for the season. They play at Michigan, which is always a tough game. They play at TCU in non-conference, which could be challenging as well. So in order to top 8 wins, I think you have to look at those last couple 4 games I named there, and really they have to win at least one or maybe even 2 of those games. Those are two pretty tough games. So they have a challenging schedule, but they're a talented team. I mean, their defense, a lot of people talk about Rashid Hageman being a big loss, which he is. But, you know, they return a ton of depth on that defensive line. They return all their other starters. They got good play at the linebackers and secondary. And the run game is, I believe, only going to improve if people stay healthy, which is saying something, because that run game was pretty darn good last year. So I think from a talent standpoint, they can improve on 8-5. It's just you look at those last couple of games, and they got to find a way to win at least one of those.
So everybody's doing their preseason predictions, and we might not get a chance to talk to you again before the season actually starts. I know we're going to get you throughout the course of the season. I want to get your thoughts and maybe your predictions on, because I haven't had a chance to see anything on the website, offensive, defensive player of the year, overrated, underrated teams, and who ultimately will be the Big Ten champion at the end of the year. First of all, let's go. Who would be your offensive and defensive player of the year in the conference?
I guess that changed now that Brad Miller's out.
Yeah.
Offensive, I'm probably going to side with Amir Abdullah. I think that, you know, with the first-year starter, Armstrong got some starts last year, but I think being a full-time first-year starter now, I imagine that they're going to rely on Abdullah pretty heavily in that run game. And he said himself, you know, that he knows that they're going to be a run-first team, and great kid, great attitude. If he can stay healthy, he could be a 2,000-yard rusher, I think, if he can stay healthy. He's that good. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I'm gonna go with the repeat champion. I'm gonna stick with Shalique Calhoun from Michigan State. Not to show my school bias, but
you're biased, Homer.
It's hard to argue.
I promise I can back it up on this one.
That's true. And then who will win the Big Ten?
You guys are going to make me sound like a homer again.
Michigan State, here we go, the Spartans.
Yeah, I got to go with the Spartans. I mean, with the Braxton Miller injury, that really changes a lot, I think. They have a pretty good, favorable schedule as well, play a lot of tough teams, but a lot of them at home. That's obviously under Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State's been a pretty tough place to win, so I'm going to side with the Spartans.
It's pretty tough to argue against that one, too. I mean, I think Nebraska and Iowa and Wisconsin, they're all going to beat up one another. Let's see who survives. I can't wait. Yeah. We got to wait another month, though, before we really get into the big games. It's just a lot of non-conference games.
Well, college doesn't have a preseason. So, I mean, I understand this is their preseason. Yep. I get that.
I get it, too. Good stuff. By the way, what is on BTN.com, folks, to go to see on the Internet?
One of the things that I'm working on right now that I hope to have published by the end of the night is we've been on our tour throughout the past couple weeks, and today was our last stop at Illinois. So we've gone to all 14 schools, and we've had our senior writer, Tom Deanhart, out at all the schools and kind of break down what to expect from every school. So today we have our Illinois preview.
Was there anybody there?
What's that?
Was there anybody there at Illinois?
No. You mean like fans-wise?
I'm just kind of kidding, because Illinois is not going to be doing much.
Yeah, we'll see. They announced their quarterback as Wes Lunt today, so that was big news, I guess, for them. But we're going to do that, and then I'm going to take a look. One of the things that Tom focused on, which a lot of our fans love, is kind of looking at some newcomers and freshmen. So I'm going to do a piece on naming an all-freshman team for us and kind of taking his reactions and throwing them in there and get fans an idea of some new faces to look for in this Big Ten season. So looking forward to getting that done.
It's at BTN.com. Sean Merriman with the Big Ten Network. Sean, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right. Thanks, Sean.
Good stuff. Again, Sean Merriman, BTN.com.